that's how it
is. So, part of the union was an attempt because waste disposal was about to be privatised. These union members who made their living from collecting waste were about to lose that livelihood.
They have lost livelihoods. Hundreds of them have lost livelihoods. Because a depot, you can imagine, say, at that point of time, a depot when it was closed, so 700 tons of waste every day used to be done. Even if we say from normal offhand calculation that 20 or 25% of that was dry, you can imagine how much dry waste was easily available. So there are groups of women who just go there and take the dry waste they need, and there were shops there. So it was a whole economy working there, which in last 2-3 years has just been stopped.
Because of this privatization?
Because of the privatization and because of the agitation where they said you cannot dump anymore.
Okay, yeah.
And because the corporation was not so much, obviously they were not worried about the livelihoods of one of the poorest groups of the city. I mean, our plant looks much better.
Yeah.
See, it is something I think in developed countries it's an old thing. Most of the waste is privatized. You don't see waste being accessible to a population who can just recycle. But in India, bulk of the recycling of waste happens through these informal sectors.
Yeah.
Privatized companies are also not much into recycling. They're mostly into the waste to energy processes where they're burning it. So environmental issues are also there, and for us are livelihood issues.
Yeah.
So yes, there is a tendency now to file in tenders. Corporations are preferring PPT presentations as opposed to, you know, not so clean waste speakers coming in groups and saying we will do it. So that's where, you know, we just by the virtue of knowing a foreign language can have, you know, just because we can speak English, the corporation will take us more seriously. It's ridiculous to think of.
It's the way it works sometimes.
It's the way it works, yes. And also, see, the more human beings are involved, the more trouble it is. When a plant says we will start something, it's mostly machines, that the investment is more, but the returns might be less, but it's still machines and you don't have to worry about it. When we say we will do something, we are involving hundreds of waste pickers, and then their management, and then their issues, and then not all of them will be highly disciplined, and all of these things are happening. So that bulk of trouble nobody wants. So the corporation rather deal with the plant and machines and few industrialists than our bulk. And then we have 20 issues of their, you know, the corporation people not behaving with waste pickers properly, and this and that, and our humanitarian issues, our environmental issues. So we bring 20 things on the table. It is not always comfortable.
Yes, but they're all interlinked in many ways, these issues.
They're all interlinked, exactly. We cannot work on one and not work on other. We cannot start a cooperative of waste collectors collecting from home to home and not raise the issue that the citizens are not behaving with them properly, or that the corporation people who are supposed to coordinate with them are not coordinating properly or not behaving properly or perhaps taking some bribe. So these issues are all interlinked for us. We cannot let go of one and say, okay, we'll stay blind to that. We can adjust to certain limits, but we are also naturally, what do you say, our tendency is to raise these issues as we belong to this sector.
Yeah.
So that's not something that the corporation always enjoys.
Yeah.
But Pune Corporation, in that sense, when other people come here, they're pleasantly surprised because we have had a long history of work with them. So I think they're, I mean, you might find corporation in other cities where they're not even aware about waste pickers or how many waste pickers or what. But in Pune, the corporation at least knows that they will need to address this issue, and they're reasonably helpful in various ways.